Western Australia is the worst performing state in renewable energies in Australia, and it heavily relies on mining to underpin its economy. A new report from the Bankwest Curtin Economic Centre found that Western Australia could be more sustainable and boost their economy simultaneously with renewable energies. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Western Australia is one of two states or territories in Australia without renewable energy targets. According to the new report, Western Australia could become more sustainable without any negative impact on their economy. Research fellow from Bankwest Curtin Economic Centre, Dr. Silvia Salazar, says the state needs to do more.
Our report identified the main challenges and opportunities for a sustainable growth of the Western Australian economy. We particularly focus on the reduction of the negative environmental impact of the industries across the WA regions, and we try to provide a diversification roadmap to transition to create a more resilient and sustainable economic future for WA. The main key finding of our report, I guess, is that contrary to common beliefs, diversifying into greener industries will deliver jobs and growth. In the case of WA, around 55,000 jobs will go to WA workers, of which 95,000 will go to regional areas. This will also add $16 billion in GVA to the WA gross domestic product.
She also says the state government is willing to switch to renewable energy sources.
We have already sent this report to the minister that their portfolio is of concern in WA. So we have already sent this to them. So they hopefully they will have a look at this. It's not about winners and losers. It's just we can grow together to a more sustainable future without having to sacrifice jobs or growth. And we have to do so in a sustainable way. So we're hoping that the political will and the households, as well as industry, will all go together and we will try to become more sustainable in the future.
And while Australia is on its way to become more sustainable, Western Australia is going the opposite way. Dr. Salazar says mining is a big factor in WA's poor environmental situation.
In Australia, for instance, greenhouse gas emissions have decreased by 13% more or less since the 1990s. But in the case of WA, WA is the only state where greenhouse gas emissions have actually increased. And in the past 5 years, it has decreased by 12%. 40% of those emissions actually come from mining, and most of them come from LNG. And this increase has come very rapidly. So since the 1990s, there has been an increase of 13% of greenhouse emissions coming from mining industries. So we realize that especially oil and gas extractions have a very high environmental impact because of its greenhouse gas emissions, but also because of the pollution of the water and land.
But also mining can help out to reduce carbon emissions.
Mining, in a way, can go along with the uptake on renewables. So our report finds that 42% of the greenhouse emissions come from energy. So it means that the mining part that is polluting is the one that is providing the energy for the mining processes. So, of course, we produce a lot of iron ore and gold, so it's very different from what is happening in Queensland. But because of a lot of these emissions come from energy, if the mining sectors decide to increase the uptake in renewables, the greenhouse emissions will fall rapidly.
The report also found out just 8.9% of WA's electricity comes from the renewable resources. Dr. Salazar says Queensland is not too behind and both states aren't performing well.
In WA, only 9% of our electricity comes from renewable energy, only 9%. In Queensland, it's actually 11%, so it's not that far from WA. Queensland is the second worst performer just after WA. And the fact that we are one of the only two states that does not have a renewable energy target, I think it's imperative that we put one renewable energy target, and this will definitely increase the investment and the uptake on renewable energy, especially from companies. And this can actually decrease the greenhouse emissions of our state very, very fast.
She also says the companies should be willing to change, particularly the electricity ones.
So our report has found more of the greenhouse emissions come from industry. So industries definitely should increase their uptake of renewable energy to power their industries and their processes. Of course, the electricity company should also increase the uptake on these renewables, but this should be also pushed by the government because we are one of the only two states that does not have a renewable energy target. So it's very difficult if there is no political signal or no political will to be translated into a huge infrastructure project, for instance.
Dr. Silvia Salazar from the Bankwest Curtin Economic Centre speaking there with Eduardo Jordan.